recording now. So welcome, ladies and nerds, to I'm Not Famous, session four, episode three, as we're still fast and furious through the season. I'm with my co-host, Carrie. That's where you say, like, so. Okay.
What's up, big man?
There you go. And our special guest this week is the one and only Mark Michniacki, or as he has it labeled, Iggy's dad.
Iggy's dad.
There you go. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. I was really excited because when we posted out to our, like, friends and other creative type, we're like, who wants to join us? We're going to start recording on this new season. And you jokingly said, I'll be on a podcast. And I held you to it, though. I held you to it. So you had to come and join us.
Wash my hair.
You had to come and join us for what is a...
Ask any racer, any real racer. It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
A Fast and Furious edition. That's what it is. So we are on number three. And I asked Carrie this last time, but I'll ask you, Dad. Vin Diesel's character says, it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile, winning's winning. Would you rather win by an inch or a mile?
An inch, because then it would show your competition was tough.
Okay, that's I'll take it. Carrie said a mile. He said he wants a blowout.
Yeah. No, that's because you're racing like 80-year-old ladies and walkers.
Right. But I also said it was because I was a Bills fan, and I'm so used to losing in the last second. Now, you guys down there in Texas, you have a different kind of team, you know, so.
It's okay.
I don't know. The Bills went to the conference championship this year. The Cowboys not that's so right. much. So it's
– the Bills, they beat them how many years in a row back, you know, what, 20 years ago when they –
Yeah, you took a couple of trophies there from us, but you know we got Leon Lett's number. It's okay.
There you go. Perfect. So yeah, that was 30 years ago now, Dad. That's a long time ago. It's we're getting old, all of us.
Oh God, that's right. Wasn't it? Oh my God.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
That reminds me of another funny thing I saw. Someone said how to keep Tom Brady from winning another Super Bowl, and they showed him in a Dallas Cowboy uniform.
That's fair.
I don't know anymore. You know, it's a joke, but now he went to Tampa Bay as a free agent and won a Super Bowl. So please don't go to Dallas, Tom Brady. I can't do it.
You can love or hate the guy, but you got to respect him.
So. Yeah, he went with no preseason and everything that.
Especially at his age. I mean,
yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy. But let's talk real quick. Fast and Furious. Tokyo Drift. Review quotes here. A troubled teen's addiction to speed leads him into Tokyo's underground street racing scene in the third installment. That's a terrible quote from that review. This is a bad website. The Fast and Furious formula, dudes plus cars plus babes equals money, gets recycled in Tokyo Drift, where the cars are smaller, the clothes are kookier, but the boys are still boys. That's the New York Times review. Quote, slick and shiny, the movie is part of a coming of age tale and part parade of girls in high school uniforms, Common Sense Media. And then Empire says dramatically dire, but supercharged with some of the best race action yet seen. So I don't know. I figured it would be appropriate to have my dad on a series themed around street racing. This is going to bring up some triggered memories here. I had to be accompanied to court once, Carrie, when I was in high school.
Listen, I am just going to say it up front. I am a bystander in this podcast. I am just stoked to be able to be on that fly on the wall. We all say this is one of the greatest places to be today. So I am stoked. Whatever you need out of me, it's going to be silent and quiet. You guys have
we're telling you a story. We're telling you a story that my dad had to take me to court one time. Because I got caught at the street races in Dallas.
The one time that I know about, let's put it this way.
I said the one time I got caught.
Weren't you the one who had your driver's license? Was it 6 or 9 days before your first accident?
It was 2 days. It was actually 2 days. It was even shorter than that. And I got rear-ended. I got rear-ended. Now, albeit I pulled out in front of the guy, but I got rear-ended. That's the thing.
That's the one we talked about. But that's another story. Yeah, he was a, as he says, a spectator at a
I was a spectator at that time.
Your car, you would have lost my mind.
I know. That's why I was a spectator. I had a little four-cylinder car, and I also had a truck.
One, the cops caught him.
No, so the actual story goes, because we obviously never conversed about this while I was still in my adolescence, was I had my girlfriend with me. We had Trent, who's my stepbrother. And then I believe it was his cousin. It was the fourth person. And I have a two-door coupe, so you can't, like, I'll just open the door and get in. And the understanding was, Trent, you have a cell phone. If the cops show up, me and the girlfriend are popping in the car. You guys run back to the field and call me, and we'll come around and pick you up. The cops show up. Trent runs back towards the field and then changes his mind and comes back to the car. And we're all standing outside the car. He pushes me out of the way to pull my seat up to climb into the back seat. So by that point, by the time I get in the car, the parking lot's blocked.
It's a very small back seat, and Trent was not a small guy.
So that right there, I tell that story for one, to finally let you know what happened, but two, to still stand by the statement that yes, we were spectating. I was not going to race that car, especially with four of us in the car. Like, it was not going to happen. Yeah. But we weren't bowling, is what we told you we were going to do that night. So we were, that's what I told Mom, is we were going bowling, and we were not at the bowling alley. So
it was an adventure, like, you know, as a police officer for so many years and being the court, but that was the first time we went to Dallas Municipal Court. You want to talk about a, you know, you got the beep. Is there like a 5-second delay where you can beep me?
you say what you need to say.
Cluster clock. It's a cluster clock. That's what it was. You go, you throw your ticket on a table, and it's this mound of tickets, and then they come and pull a ticket up. You know, it was real automated and real, you know.
It was an interesting day. Luckily, you took me and not Mom, because I was able to survive it then. And I still remember to this day the quote that you said to me. You said, if that judge asks you anything about your future or what are you going to do with your life, say, I would like to go to school and become a judge. That's what you said. Because that's your only answer.
Why you look sharp in that black robe?
He's like, and you were like, saying, yeah, everything follows. You say, sir, this is military rules, is basically what you told me. I was like, I know. I was like, I know. So that was our Fast and Furious adventure. Yes.
There was no scantily clad school girls.
No, there was not.
This stupid thing won't stand still, so I'm having to hold it. So.
Okay, that's all right.
I love it.
All right, so Dad, you're down in Dallas area. Did you guys keep power the whole time through this whole crazy mess the past few weeks?
We were very fortunate, though. We were on the hour on, hour off rotation. So luckily, it was almost like clockwork. It was, you know, literally an hour and 2 minutes on, 58 minutes off. It was good. The coldest it got in the house was about 65. And then we have a gas stovetop, so we were able to cook, you know, we just cooked on the gas and stuff.
Right.
Because you never know when the electricity was going to go off. But it was quite an adventure. You know, I've been down.
Sounds like it.
May would be 40 years. And that, I mean, it was, you know, we'll get cold and it will be like that for a day or two. But it was 9 days sub freezing temperature. And it was, but we were fortunate. We didn't lose any pipes or bust any pipes or anything like that. So we went grocery shopping before, and luckily I had the week off with pay. So I just basically, we slept in, we took naps. I got lazy off. I finally got out of my COVID laziness of sleeping in and taking naps and getting back to going back to work 8 to 5. And then that happened again. It was like, man, this is nice. But back to reality this week. But no, we survived. We're very fortunate. Thank goodness.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I know that. Well, all our family, before I say this to the podcast listeners, all my family was fine. So I don't want to, I was say that they were less fortunate to make it sound like somebody passed, but yes, I think what my sister's house had pipes bursting.
Yeah. She had a bad.
My mom's house had a pipe, just one pipe burst. And then my brother's power was out, but it sounded like he has a gas water heater and furnace. Yeah. So they just kind of live by candlelight for the week. It sounded like.
Yeah. And they had fun and stuff. So, but luckily it was just us. We survived.
Right. Yeah. Now, are you a first responder or?
No, not anymore. I'm a slow responder now.
you're second string. Hey, bring in the lefty kind of thing. Bring in the closer.
The seasoned veteran for teaching backup. That's it.
You're Carlos Beltran. You're teaching.
I can still take it to the Super Bowl though.
Hey, you're ring chasing at this point.
I was gonna say he's Carlos Beltran down in the Astros dugout, teaching the other players how to steal signs. That's right, so you can get that World Series ring.
Teach him how to spit sunflower seeds.
Right, there you go. Perfect. All right, so the important questions for you on this one. You've seen zero of the Fast and Furious movies, right?
No, I've actually seen
really
at least the first one, maybe the second one.
Okay.
Yeah,
way back in the day or recently? Yeah, more recently.
What was the first one?
It was probably 2001.
It was probably at your house in Manhattan, Kansas or something.
No, I show you a lot of movies. So anytime my dad would come visit, we'd watch movies. But we didn't watch that one. I'm sure I showed you all we watch all the funny comedies, like the R-rated vulgar comedies. That's what I showed.
It was probably on, but I don't even know if it would have been on TV or something. Because I sure wouldn't pay money to go see it. I rarely go see any movies. So that would be my last choice, you know, if I was going to see a movie.
Right. Okay. Well, so you've seen some of them. So you got an idea of it.
Yeah.
All right. So the big question for you is, they're filming Fast and Furious 10. You get a phone call and they're like, you've got to be in this movie. We want you in this movie. So much that you can pick any character and role you want to play. What are you doing in Fast and Furious 10?
I'd be the guy that armorals the tires.
Okay. No, that's a good answer.
Good advice. Like, now you know that speeding and breaking the law is not good. Especially in a foreign country where, you know, I'm not sure if they can keep you out of it. Tokyo, a Chinese prison.
But what if it's in space?
A Japanese prison.
But it's in space.
Oh, so.
So we just saw, that this one that's coming out.
It's going to be in space?
This one coming out this year, apparently it's been leaked by one of the characters that they launch the main character in space by the end of the movie. So I don't know if number 10 will completely take place in space or not.
See, that's what's even so fun. I thought you were joking.
No, it's serious. It's serious.
He's making this up. What if you were a cyclops in space and had one day to live? Mm-hmm. What would you have for dinner? No. I guess if I was going to be in the movies, I'd be the main character so I could get the big bucks.
That's a good answer. That's
Vin Diesel haircuts.
Okay.
We brought up the last episode, John Cena. Is Vin Diesel's brother. I mean, maybe they have like a third brother?
That's true. Yeah.
An older brother?
The older brother.
Your muscles are coming through in low D, not high D, but low D. They're still like, you know.
For 61 years old. Oh, look, that one's even, it looks like a balloon.
It is. So
you should have done this Saturday yesterday when I was drinking.
this is great. We probably wouldn't have been able to use the footage of that one.
Is it still PBR? Your PBR still cold in the winter down there?
That's true. As a matter of fact, that's what I drank yesterday. A friend of mine was giving me crap about PBR. I'm like, hey, man, it's okay beer.
Have you tried the PBR iced coffee yet?
Nah.
Or hard coffee or whatever it is.
Abomination.
They've got a new one too. It's like 9%. It's like, Yep, just pure alcohol and water.
A 9% PBR. Oh,
yeah, it's the PBR whiskey. Have you had the PBR whiskey yet? Yeah. It is delicious.
Ooh, have to try that.
Yeah, I've been marinating a lot of chicken in it and like putting it on the slow cooker or on the smoker. Yeah, it's like $19. It's worth it. I should have had it. I'm sorry. That's on me. I was going to have my PBR whiskey out for you.
Send us all some so we could get it. So
yeah, you get your parting gift when you leave the episode, the bag with all the stuff in it.
Oh, that's true. You you're on the in my green room for my movie. The request.
Your writer, just all PBR everything.
I guess if it's someone else's. But see, I that big fancy stuff. I'm just a plain old beer guy. So.
You say that, but you guys, how many bags, Crown Royal bags are in that house?
Oh, that's your stepmother. People ask, what's your favorite beer? And it's cold and wet, you know? So when Iggy comes down, we go and he gets me all the stouts and the stuff that's like, that's okay. Especially when you're doing the flights, but to drink a pint of like Guinness is like, oh.
What brewery was it that we went to that brewed their own coffee as well? And so they had like a half coffee, nitro stout brew.
We had to try it. That was what Armadillo. Yeah, I think some of them actually, I'm not sure if they went out of business, because of COVID.
Oh, with
because
I gained a lot of weight that year when we were brewery touring. I gained some pounds. I went down to Arkansas to see Adam and Laura like 2 weeks ahead of that. And we went to, I think, 5 or 6 breweries. And then when I came down, that it was that May, it was that 2019, I think. And then I came down there and then we went to like 3 or 4. And then we went to Detroit to see the extended family in July. And we hit up 3 or 4 breweries as well. Yeah. So we hit up quite a bit, and we would have gotten to Detroit again here in 2020, but unfortunately, traveling. Yeah. Although I did see, so Grandma made the news. We did get to see that video. That was great.
She was. They were filming at the retirement apartments that she lives in. Showing the people get the shots, and she was getting a shot. So, Grandma is a celebrity.
That's your ticket into Fast and Furious, Dad. She'll get you the hookup since she's now on TV. She can get you the Fast.
But has she ever been on Almost Famous? She can't.
But as we say, we're not famous, sir. You are famous.
That's why we say I'm not famous, but our guests are.
That's true. The one and only Iggy's dad there.
The one and only Iggy's dad. There is only one.
What other stories can we talk about you?
That's what I'm waiting for.
This
spotty internet. Oh, you're breaking up.
There's no other like street race related stories, unfortunately, to tie in Fast and Furious. Or fortunately.
The statute of limitations has expired. And the funny thing about it is you have a son who now drives, so now you get to experience all this fun.
But Orion doesn't do anything. Kid is like no trouble whatsoever.
I tried to corrupt that kid. It's impossible. You cannot corrupt him.
Yeah, that's what they, the preachers. Kids, I just and then next thing they're an axe murderer or something.
he is completely good and he's gonna be fine. It's that next one that we gotta watch out for. It's that Evie's gonna be trouble when she gets the driving age. So she's much more extroverted and much more, she's a lot like me, I guess would be the way to put it. So.
But the record is 2 days after getting your license to a wreck. Is that what you're saying?
It was 6 or 9.
No, it was 2 days. It was the week I was driving. We skipped out. We didn't skip out. That sounds bad. We had open lunches. We had open lunches so I could go get a lunch. So we drove up to Rockwall, which was the bigger town right next to where I was at. And we went and grabbed lunch, and there was 3 of us in the truck. And it was a limited lunch break, so I was in a hurry to get back. So I the traffic was there, but I just pulled out really quickly to get out of the parking lot, and I didn't see the truck come up and rear end me. And it was, I did pull out in front of him. It was my fault. I'll own it. So it was just a couple days in, though. It was. However, at the time, the truck that I had, White Thunder, as I called it, was, what was that, a 1985 1500? Like, so that bumper was just still, like, just so that new Dodge Ram that hit me, the front of their bumper was like this. And I just looked at the back of my truck and was like, oh, there's a little scuff here. But like, that was it. Like, there was nothing.
I think so. Yeah, I think we just had to bend your fender. Not even that. But yeah, and then wrote them a little check. So we didn't have to call the insurance company and said, hey, you know that new driver we just added to? But it wasn't bad. It was like only a couple, like $900 or something. It was under 1,000 or something.
See?
Basically, we paid them off.
I could have been more expensive. Hey, I will say this though, in redeeming factor, any school loan I had you co-signed on was paid off pretty quickly without you worrying about it. Well, I don't know, like fender bender versus that. I feel like you came out on the good end of this deal. It could have cost you a lot more money.
Overall, all my kids are good, but yeah, I'm proud of you.
Okay. We got that on recording. We got that.
I just have to say, like,
especially you think of what you've been through. I mean, you know, at 20 years old, becoming a father, you finished school and took care of your business, homeowner, and you're not calling me every week asking for money. So that's
well, thank you. We're gonna get sappy in this one. He's gonna.
This is nothing to do with Fast and Furious.
No, hey, Fast and Furious is all about family.
It's all about family on it.
And I got to tell you, my dad passed away a long time ago. And if I ever heard what you just said, man, I respect everything you said. I wish my dad could have said the same thing. So I really appreciate what you just said.
Well, he earned
it. I do too.
Especially at that, you know, you're like, you're worried about your kids, you know, and especially at that age, and you just hope they turn out and be okay. And so, and the, you know, 2 out of 3, he's, you know, the other two are good. It's this one I worry about.
I started life, we'll call it. I started life very young, but I did grow up with it now too.
So good, like I said. So, you know, now you're, and then you still like me enough, you know, I was like, okay, is this a setup? He's going to put me on here. What are we going to talk about? Because, like, I know nothing about, you know, cosplay, movie. We did see a movie last week. We went and saw that new Denzel Washington movie.
The Little Things?
Man, that is a great movie.
You liked it? You liked it?
Yeah.
Which of, because there's three, like, award-winning actors in there. Which one did you think was the best?
Well, the weirdest thing is, you know, after watching Bohemian Rhapsody, you can't watch that
Rami Malek,
see Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, I agree.
That was the most bizarre thing. And he still had that same expression with that teeth. But man, you know, just Denzel's just so good. But the creepy bad guy,
Jared Leto.
Man, he just stole the show. He's so.
When I was in high school, Dad, there was a band, and I mean, they still were around after, but you might have remembered it because you let me listen to my music. 30 Seconds to Mars was the name of the band. And the lead singer of that band was Jared Leto, who was the creepy guy in that movie. He's the bad. Wow. He's been in a lot of stuff. He was also played the cross-dresser transgender character in Dallas Buyers Club. And that's where he won his Academy Award. Yeah, with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, he was so good.
His scenes made me super uncomfortable in The Little Things. The Little Things was good. I wouldn't say great, but he did. And people were knocking on his role. But anytime he was on camera, I felt uncomfortable sitting in my living room watching it. It was just, yeah.
Yeah. And the way they left it open, too, it's like, you know, maybe he did do it. Maybe he's just a creepy dude that follows. You know, they never really prove that he was the killer.
Spoilers, Gary.
Kind of. That's what I'm saying. It's a good movie. It's kind of your interpretation. So
I've heard mixed reviews on it. Like some people liked it, some people didn't.
I think it's worth checking out, Gary. It's definitely worth this seeing. Yeah. So here's the crazy thing, Dad, since we're talking fathers and sons. It is possible, it's probably unlikely with how many movies there are, but it is possible that both Denzel Washington and his son, John David Washington, get nominated for an Academy Award this year. Because John David Washington and Zendaya just did that Malcolm and Marie movie that Netflix put out. So, and his performances, he's the spinning image of his dad. He's phenomenal too. Yeah, he is great in that movie. But I didn't know, because he only started recently acting, as Denzel is pretty close to your age, almost exactly. And John David Washington is only a month older than I am. So there you go. There you go. Fast and Furious, all about family.
what was the movie you did with Pattinson?
With Robert Pattinson, Tenet. Yeah. Tenet came out this past year too, but that's not going to get nominated for.
You don't think so? It's a no.
Well, I mean, it gets special effects nominees or stuff, but he won't get like actor nod. No, Malcolm and Marie is fantastic. It's only them two. They're the only two on the cast. Like, if you go to the IMDb page, it's only them two listed. Not another soul in that movie. Like, not in the background or anything. They're at the house the whole time. And it is like the most toxic relationship. And I think part of what I loved so much about it is the same reason why I loved a Noah Baumbach's Marriage Story last year so much is because like I lived part of what's happening in that movie with my past marriage, and seeing some of that toxicity rise up and some of what they're arguing about like hits home, and it's real. And that's what I loved about Marriage Story. Cause there's a scene in marriage. There's a few scenes in Marriage Story where Adam Driver's character just like breaks down, like when he's arguing with his ex wife or whatever. And it's like, oh, like this is real. This is real life.
Yeah,
and And so I think that's why I ended up liking Malcolm and Marie so much, but even without it, I still think he's a phenomenal actor. He's in Ballers too, Carrie. Remember?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, I mean, that's where, you know, he got first introduced. I think that was his first role. You know, I think
his first main role. He was actually in Book of Eli that Denzel was in. And then I can't remember what 90s movie Denzel did where John David Washington was a kid and had a cameo in it. He's not in it until the next one. I think
he'll be a villain at some point.
It's like I watch Nathaniel's always like, hey, have you seen this movie? I'm like, we hardly ever go to the movie. And then I think 90% of the movies I've seen, good movies, have been at Nathaniel's couch. It's like, you know, when we go up there, we'll watch a movie. And say, have you seen this one? I'm like, no. Have you seen this one? No.
For those,
obnoxious like I am? Because I'm like, it's always like, no, but they won the Oscar and with this cast and with this, the score alone should.
He knows who directed him.
So to go back to that, John David Washington's first role was in Denzel Washington's Malcolm X. He played a student in the classroom in 92. So he would have been 8 years old in his first technical acting performance. And then he also played uncredited a kid in Devil in a Blue Dress, which is a Denzel movie too, in 1995. And then it jumps to like 2017 or 2015 where Ballers is. So he had two roles as a kid when he started. Yeah.
And his character in Ballers is perfect. I mean, you gotta, like, it's Michael Irvin. It's that era.
Actually, yeah.
You know, of sports where it was, and that's what I was hoping. Like I heard about Dallas back in the day. You were a police officer back in the day.
Actually, Michael Irvin's story.
I mean,
that's right.
So if you had arrested him back in the 90s, we might have a Super Bowl. Is that what you're saying?
No.
If you bust a few of those parties, it's probably a few of those offensive linemen.
He did get arrested, but it kind of got, you know.
Mm-hmm. You got the call for it first, right? Well, you got the call to go.
Yeah, I was actually a patrol sergeant at that time, and the officers got called to the hotel. And of course, they called for a supervisor, and that was my side of town, but I was out eating. So the other sergeant said, you finish eating, I'll go take care of it. And so he got dragged in on all of that. So I lucked out. I didn't get any of that.
You lucked out with a Super Bowl ring.
The circus of his arrest and the cocaine and the hookers, those were just sports.
So are you saying that you could have been a part of that conversation? Had you not been at dinner?
Yeah, it's true. But you know what? It's best I was. So
right.
It all worked out better because they won the Super Bowl and Jerry Jones is happy and made enough money to get a new facelift and buy yachts.
To never win another Super Bowl again.
Yeah, they never win another Super Bowl. And they never probably will at the rate they're going. So
All right. So we're getting close to the end of time, but Dad, we've got one more thing for you. Let me play the intro. Kinda, but it's not a scary surprise. It'll be a fun one. But here we go.
What are you smiling about? Dude, I almost had you. You almost had me.
So it's time for a Fast and Furious showdown, and what that means is Carrie has prepped quotes from Fast and Furious 3.
Correct.
And quotes from, what did you say, from famous father quotes?
Famous dads.
Famous dad quotes of movies. And he's going to read those quotes to us, and we're going to compete and guess. We have to guess, is it a Fast and Furious quote, or is it another famous dad quote?
Excellent.
All right. So whenever he reads them, you shout out at your answer, whenever you feel comfortable. And then after we both have answered, he'll let us know.
Okay.
You ready? All right. I'm ready.
50% of something is better than 100% of nothing.
That would be a dad quote.
Yeah, that's got to be a dad quote.
Fast and Furious.
Really?
This is where you will start to see the writing got better as the numbers went up.
Okay.
That was Fast and Furious Father Knows the Best.
This movie, Fast and Furious 3, has a bit of a – because doesn't he have to go live with his dad in Tokyo? That's why he goes to Tokyo.
Exactly. And that's where you get some of the, what is it? The Tokyo traditions. You got a whole different kind of mindset. And I tried to research it. I thought he was from Texas because I forget the character in it. And I actually have it pulled up. Sean Boswell plays Lucas Black. He has a Southern accent and I thought it was Texas. He's from Alabama. But I don't know if they ever got specific on where he was at before he went to Tokyo. But I was hoping it was Texas.
Right. I don't. It's very. It's he's like the kind of trouble kid in a very football country South school. So it's possible Texas. Yeah.
Well, the reason why I say that is because I am partial to Friday Night Lights,
which he was also in. Yeah.
The TV series. He comes in later in the series. So, or I'm sorry. No, my mistake. He plays the quarterback in the movie Friday Night Lights. So, but good job on that. Yeah, but it definitely was Fast and Furious. All right, next one. You can't let your father's mistakes define who you are.
Yeah, that's going to be father quote.
I'm going to say father quote as well, yeah.
That was from Black Panther.
Oh. Right, so it's his dad. Okay, so.
That was a father quote from Black Panther.
Hey,
okay. I did pull these quotes from like movies or TV shows. So, yes, that was a dad quote.
Sweet. All right. All right.
Good.
All right. Next one. Okay, let's face it. I'm a lean, mean, hugging machine.
That sounds like something.
Sounds like something. Yeah, but I would say that's almost like a Mr. Mom, like Michael Keaton quote.
Dad quote.
Yeah, I'm going to go with him on dad quote. I'm not arguing.
Dad quote from Danny Tanner in Full House.
I something in a sitcom, but then I was thinking,
it's hard now seeing Bob Saget in the role that Bob Saget is now saying that, but that was definitely Bob Saget back in the day.
Okay.
Well, that he was.
I like this. And they could go both ways. What'd you expect? You didn't just play with fire. You soaked the matches in gasoline.
Fast and Furious.
I agree with you, but because we've been on the same page the whole time, I've got to answer differently. So I'm going to say dad quote just to have a different answer.
Fast and Furious.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
We got two more.
Okay.
Life simple.
Can't let me beat you.
Life simple. You make choices and you don't look back.
God, that could go either way.
Fast and Furious. I can see him saying that is just before they drive off the cliff.
So I'm going to go dad quote just to go differently again. I don't know.
Fast and Furious.
Really?
Gosh, you're okay. Getting beat by your
dad. And it could be either way, but I definitely have read the transcript, which I hate admitting to myself. But that was definitely in Fast and Furious. All right, last one. And again, it could go either way. Winning really isn't everything.
Dad quote.
Yeah, it's got to be dad quote because Fast and Furious is all about winning.
Bonus, who do you think said it? It is a dad quote, but which dad from our generation of all the dads on TV, which dad?
Dr. Hux could be.
Ooh, no, he got canceled. Okay, so what's it again?
Winning really isn't everything.
Is that your Friday Night Lights dad quote? Is that a Friday Night Lights one? No? Okay. I don't know.
That would be Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince.
Oh,
I went ultimate to me, Danny Tanner, Uncle Phil.
Got some good ones there.
I had to pull some like maybe crossover ones.
Good job. All right. Awesome. Well, this is usually the part where we let you promote something. So, Dad, I don't know. Do you got any podcasts or video series to promote?
Courthouse Edition 1.
I'm kind of working on this little new project, you know.
That's it. You'll let us know once it's announced.
Project Nerd will be the first to review it.
So. Okay. We'll keep that in mind. We'll keep that in mind.
Horsepower to Mary's Honda Accord there. So I can do drifting and stuff.
All right. Well, Dad, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. See, this wasn't so painful. We didn't trick you. We didn't capture you with anything.
Next time I will have my camera set up so I don't have to hold it. So it'll be more peace.
We'll be in person next time.
Yeah, eventually we'll get to do these in person again because that's how we used to do these too. So, all right.
Then we could do some drinking.
There we go. Well, this is for on the Project Nerd side. Again, this is I'm Not Famous, and you can find us on the main Project Nerd podcast feed along with the Nerdcast Last Word versus Project Unreal. Again, just head on over to wherever you get your podcast, search Project Nerd Podcasts, and subscribe to that channel. If not, you want to check out the video that we'll release, you can head on over to YouTube or always projectnerd.com. That's project/nerd.com or project-nerd.com. Wow, I butchered our own website. So that's it for I'm Not Famous Father's Day edition, I guess.
There
but Dad, thanks again.
Thanks
we appreciate all the
me.
Kind words, but we're tuning out now.